time for the weekly Tarot Stars, and we'll kick off with Aries, Sheree.
We certainly will, yep. Okay, Aries has got the Hanged Man. That's decisions being made. And it's also a time that you're sort of really got to let go of some things and make some sacrifices. But it's also all about really making major decisions. And you're sort of a stalemate there. You're not doing this way, not going that way. Big decision.
Okay, Taurus is next.
Card of the Sun. The Sun's going to see better physical health and good news concerning health. If you've had some bad news or some stresses there, it seems to be solved this week. Plans made. Also going to see lots of growth. The Sun card represents lots of tremendous progress in your life.
And next up is Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, we've got the card of the World for Gemini this week, and this is a period of review. It's travel. Represents travel. Receiving it this week. So off on that P&O cruise or that trip around the world, around Australia. And it's like your life's going to be really fulfilled and enriched.
And what's happening for Cancer?
Oh, goodness, this is great. The Wheel of Fortune is all about expansion and things growing. And also you're finding that there's a period of increase in abundance and on the material level. So the wheel's turning in your favour. Good time to be in it to win it.
Nice. Leo's next, Sheree.
The Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is all about a symbol of great power, and you're really hacking your way through life there, and it's like a battle, and that battle will see you come out and succeed. Mm. It's going to give you a lot of strength.
And next along is Virgo.
Okay, Virgo's got the Three of Swords, and this is a bit of a heartache. And also it could be some sort of like a time of perhaps a warning, but there's potential here for lots of misunderstandings, and it's all about like communication. So for this week, the Three of Swords, that can just, it's basically a healing taking place overall.
Okay. What's the card saying for lovely Libra?
The Queen of Wands brings romance to Librans this week, big time. So it looks like you'll be out and about as much as you can, meet that special someone. You're going to feel good, and you're going to feel lots and lots of popularity seems to surround Librans this week as well. There's events with lots of new people coming into your life, and an important dark stranger could enter when you least expect.
Oh. And next up is Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio's got the card of judgment. Happy birthday to all the Scorps out there. This is all about judgment. It's all about a time that you're really going, you're about to go through a major transformation. The transformation is going to bring perhaps new relationships or deepen an old one. Oh la la, Mr. Dale. A new one which could come in could be really strong. There's strong feelings around this week of emotions.
Okay.
He's gone red again.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
And
but also, I haven't finished. And it's very interesting. So it's all about, like, you know, you're taking walks down memory lane as well and thinking about past situations, reflecting, pondering, making decisions.
Okay, Sagittarius is next, Sheree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sagittarius, we have the card of justice. The justice is watch out for speeding fines when you get this card as well. But other than that, it's a time that it's like karma. It's being rewarded for past efforts, and if you've done the wrong thing, you'll certainly know about it.
Okay, Capricorn's next.
The Four of Pentacles, and the Four of Pentacles, security, and it's making some secure decisions about the future, and you've got to learn to trust your decisions as well. Trust your vibes.
Okay, Aquarius is next.
Okay, the Eight of Cups. The Eight of Cups looks like you've got a lot of cups standing, but you've got your back to these cups. So it's like you're turning away from a lot of potential. You're going far deeper into a more fulfilling level in your life.
Okay.
And so don't expect this to be an easy transition, but you're about to get back to the direction your life has to take in order that your lifetime lessons can be effectively learned. I know that's a bit deep, but that's
very
what's
deep.
Happening.
And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
And Pisces, the Knight of Pentacles. That's all about fulfillment and problems being solved. Don't take on too much because the hard work is, and lots of extra responsibilities are already going to be there. It's also a time that hard work from the past is going to pay off and a win of money is close by. Sharina Star Facebook and SharinaStar.com.